So, I mean, I think this is a question that runs over all the podcasts that we've done, really, because if you look at the Viet Cong, and I think this is in some ways one of their big advantages over the United States, is they've been fighting for a long time, right? Essentially since the Second World War, and there hadn't really been an interruption. So the Viet Cong kind of adapted Mao's theories of guerrilla warfare and this idea of being kind of fish in the water, as it were, under the leadership of, what's considered, you know, he's called the Red Napoleon, like a great military leader called Zap, and who died just actually quite recently. He lived until he was like 102 or something. And I think if you think about what made them effective, a part of it is that they came with a lot of experience, right? But more than that, and I think we'll talk about that in a second when we look at what the U.S. did in kind of on the other side, is they had a pretty joined up approach that combined kind of political, economic, and military kind of strategies, as it were. And so as a fighting force, if we focus just on the kind of military aspects in the Viet Cong, they were very good in some ways at kind of, you know, capitalizing on the fact that there wasn't a really strong central government in the South, that poverty was rampant. And so they used that as a kind of indoctrination, kind of as a kind of hearts and minds, to use the American word, kind of advantage. More than that, they also recognized that the U.S. had overwhelming, like the French before them, had overwhelming material advantages. So they used strategies that played to their strengths, which was, you know, better intelligence, more kind of unit cohesion and allegiance, the element of surprise, you know, mobility, which we saw, you know, which we saw in most notably on in Dien Bien Phu. So this idea that you'd have small mobile forces that could infiltrate kind of villages and be really kind of blend in like fish in the water. I would say, though, I think the biggest advantage they had is intelligence. Though at the same time, I think there's a sense, if we think kind of very stereotypically, that they were this great fighting force and the Americans were useless. And that's not entirely true, right? They weren't always as successful as they, you know, as they're represented. They also relied on terror and assassinations. And also they took enormous casualties relative to the United States. Nevertheless, I mean, they are quicker to recognize a strategy that can work to their position of weakness, ultimately, on the battlefield.